they were about to start their last song, and what they always do, like, kind of this mega mix that's almost like a techno thing to just kind of end the show hype, and that track started playing, and you could see Duddy from the Dirty Heads was like, oh, I guess we're done, and they just left the stage. So I almost wonder if Rise Up or whoever, like, did they have that track locked in to play at 10, or are they in somebody's ear in the backside of the band, or, like, how was it so tightly 10 o'clock, and how much would it have been charged if they went over 1 minute?
I have heard this before because of Next Big Thing being down there. I believe that the minute you go over 10 o'clock, the fine is in the hundreds of thousands of dollars.
Whoa! Whoa!
Because, like, you've got all those condos down there and noise ordinances and whatnot. Please correct me if I'm wrong, anybody in the know, but I'm pretty sure that if it's 10:01 and you got music playing— if not 100,000, then hundreds of thousands.
And I love the Dirty Heads. I've seen them a bunch of different times. I would consider them probably my favorite band. They didn't seem to have any idea about the 10 o'clock, or there was no communication with them, because they were taking very long breaks in between songs, and they also came out, like, I think 4 or 5 minutes late. So if they would have started right at 8:45 on the dot, they probably would have gotten the song in. But that's, like, their hottest song right now. Like, that song popped so much on the new album, and they're ending with it now, and never got to see it.
Let's see if this person has an answer, because they're calling from the 727. Hello, do you know the answer?
Maybe it's Duddy. Hello.
Hello from the 727.
You calling me?
Hello.
Hi. Yeah, that's me, huh?
Yeah.
I did not hear the question, Mr. Garabo. Could you repeat the question, please?
Why are you calling? I'm sorry. I didn't mean to put the cart before the horse.
Well, the reason why I was calling is Little Strangers dropped a new song with The Movement yesterday. I wanted to know if you guys checked it out. It's called Fly Guy. I know you guys are appreciative of The Strangers. So
he's got a cool voice, though.
Cool voice, but he's got to be the biggest knucklehead in the world if he thinks that we don't know about the new Little Strangers.
We opened the show with it today, sir.
Oh, now you guys have bested me once again, so.
Yeah.
Yes. Thank you. Very difficult to do.
God bless you. God bless you.
Thank you, sir. So we're watching Dirty Heads last night, and just like every reggae show, every reggae rise up, there are people who bring their children, young children. And every year it seems to, I don't know if irk me is the right word, but, like, it seems a bit unsettling.
This is something that I truly battle with, like, in my soul, because I think we love this music and love so much of it because it is so positive, and there's this kind of communal family type environment in those crowds. Not a lot of fights, not a lot of trouble. The music itself often has a positive message. And I like the idea of introducing your kids to music that you like early on, and specifically live music.
Sure.
All of that is true, yet still, when you are in a crowd of thousands of people and the weed smoke is in the air every which way you look, and then you see children under the age of 8 years old on shoulders everywhere, I think for it, it's hard to like compute all of it.
Maybe this is a bad analogy, and maybe this is going to help me get my head around it a little bit better. I grew up in a generation, and to be fair, sorry, mom and dad, my parents chain smoked. My parents went through packs a day and would drive us around in the pouring rain with the windows up, burning heaters. Is that any better? Like,
you're at least worse.
So you're in an open air. Yeah. So your kid's going to sniff a little pot smoke.
Well, and I also think there is something to be said here about marijuana itself, where I think, we're supporters of the plant. Mm-hmm. And I don't know what the perfect scenario for marijuana recreationally is. When I created it in my mind, I don't necessarily think it's weed on every corner or weed smoke everywhere per se, but definitely a bigger acceptance and a more mainstream, feel to the plant. And I do think within wanting that, undeniably, young children will be exposed to weed more.
Yeah.
So, is it also like a door that needs to be broken down? And I'm not saying blowing, bong hits into your kid's face, but just that stigma of, like, weed smoke equals, bad, kids can't be around it type thing. Or are we looking for a world where if you're at the barbecue and the parents are having beers, like it shouldn't be weird for somebody to be smoking a joint and that not be the most bizarre thing for a kid to see. Is that progress or is that too far?
I don't know. Is it okay or not okay to bring your kids to a concert or event where there is not just going to be weed smoking, there will be weed everywhere.
Yeah, I mean it really. Dude, shout out to a guy that I met yesterday, and I think he's somewhat famous on the reggae tour circuit.
Yeah.
His name was Larry, and this dude has it's a bodysuit that has a gravity bong dab rig attached to it with a giant hose coming out of it. So he's just walking up to people, giving them giant G-bong rips off a dab rig.
Yeah.
And I mean, that's the way that it is down there.
Sure.
It is, you know, some of these bands will come out and they'll light a 2-foot joint on stage. It is a part of the culture. And I don't know where the line is drawn with kids, because there's also like some more than others. Like I know the Elevators, for example, like there seems to be a lot of kids at their shows. Like,
yeah.
And the Dirty Heads, I think it's that way too. So is it that it's actually something that kids gravitate to, or are fan bases of those groups more apt to want to include their kids?
727-579-1025. Also unrelated, don't forget to join us at O'Maddy's in Gulfport on Sunday at noon. John and I will be there with Miller Lite, and you can pour yourself a perfect pint. Well, let someone pour you a perfect pint of Guinness.
Can I bring the Kong?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Drew Gobble live with John Senning. Who are you?
Can you pick me up and take me home?
Hey, it's Travis. How are you guys doing?
Done and done. Hey, Trav, what's up?
What's up, buddy?
So when my wife was pregnant with our first child, we were kind of, we go to a lot of reggae concerts. We're big fans of Stick Figure.
Yeah.
And we've been to a concert in St. Pete to see them, in Cocoa Beach, and in Tacoma, Washington.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think you really have to just consider the crowd, because even though Washington was a completely legal state, the St. Pete crowd and the Cocoa Beach crowd were hands and feet crazier than the Tacoma, Washington crowd.
Sure.
I mean, the St. Pete crowd, it was just cutting through smoke, trying to get through. I was actually pretty upset because it was like she's, you know, 5 months pregnant. It's like, I don't know if this is good for her to even be here in. But the Tacoma crowd, completely chill, you know.
We do go hard here in Florida.
Well, and I think this is, and specifically talking about Rise Up, and I know it's not every concert that comes here, but I mean, you've got people traveling from around the world and from, you know, more like around the country that this is 4 days where they are going to go hard. I mean, I go harder than, you know, during those days than probably any other 4 days strung together. I think it is a little bit of not pushing the boundaries, but going harder than you normally would. And I just think that vibe mixed with children automatically feels uncomfortable, especially for those that don't have little children.
Yeah, and maybe it shouldn't, maybe it should. I don't know, but that is a very interesting observation, and thank you.
The other part is, too, is that, like I said at the beginning, it's a mild crowd. You know, I'm not seeing fights everywhere, but, you know, there are people taking a lot of other drugs. Like, there are people there tripping balls on shrooms. There are people there who are drinking a lot,
you
know.
The hell you say.
And I just don't know. Like, that may be more of a reason to second guess bringing your kid than the weed smoke.
Yeah.
It's just the unpredictability of thousands of people. Unpredictability.
Dude.
Oh, dude. Unpredictability.
That's good.
Yeah.
Drew Gobble live with John Senning.
There was a lady next to us that, like, she was not on chill drugs.
No, she was on amped.
I don't know.
I'm going to dance like a crazy person drugs.
Yeah.
Hello.
Hey, Drew.
Hey, what up?
Hello.
I just wanted to touch base on the fines for the fans going past curfew.
Yeah, please do. Do you know, especially at Vinoy Park, do you know what that might be?
I don't know specifically at that arena, but it just depends. If it's an outdoor arena, or an outdoor venue, the fines can go upwards of starting at $100,000 and up.
I heard that.
And then if it's at an indoor arena, the fines are a lot less because the sound is obviously not carried as far as it would be if it was an outdoor venue.
Ah, thank you very much. Thank you. Drew Gobble live with John Senning. Who are you?
Oh, okay.
Oh, you got some.
This is Andy.
Hey, Andy, what up?
Hey, yeah, I was just going to chime in about the venue fines as well. My buddy is the bass player, Five Finger Death Punch. And to that guy's point, they played in an indoor arena, it was $3,000 a minute.
Yeah, and in an indoor arena, it's going to be a lot lower because, again, it's a venue thing versus a public nuisance kind of thing. Thank you very much. Shout out to FFDP. Drew Gobble Live with John Senning.
Was there something? Did something else happen?
When?
Oh, I don't know. I thought you had something.
Oh no. Hello.
Hey, how are you?
Hey, good. How are you doing?
How you doing?
Good. Hey, I think it's okay. And the reason I think it's okay is because you could take your kids to a Bucks game, and then you could see a lot of drunk people. Yeah.
That is
true.
Even like a baseball game or somewhere like that, and it could be a lot worse.
I will say, having spent significant time the last few years up in the 300 level of a Bucks game, if you told me, gun to my head, you got to take your kid to a Dirty Head show or the 300 level of Ray J, it wouldn't be an easy decision. I would probably feel slightly more comfortable at the – just because we talked about it so much during football season.
Yeah.
In the new age, like, people are there to fight. Like, there is a drunken rage that seems to come along in certain parts of the stadium that, like, you don't want to have your six-year-old in between two rows where two jackasses are going to throw down.
No, and the great thing about Reggae Rise Up, one of the great things is you don't see a lot of fights. Like,
no,
it's
really
good
don't.
Vibes.
You really don't. And, good I mean, vibes. It's it doesn't even ever get – you know, some shows it just gets tense in there. You kind of feel it. And it's just whether it's people pushing up or just right before bands come on. We were standing right there when Dirty Heads hit the stage, and there was no push, no aggressive nature to anybody.
Everybody's so considerate. Drew Grabba Live with John Senning, except for those damn parents who bring their kids.
It's the weed.
Hello.
What's up, guys?
Hey, man, how are you doing? You think it's okay or not okay to bring your kid to a weed-fueled event like Reggae Rise Up?
I got six kids.
Ooh,
but
sorry.
I wouldn't take any of my kids less than the age of 16, probably. You know what I mean? It's all discretion. You know, it's you take a kid that's less than 10 years old, you don't be taking little kids to concerts like that.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, the music's cool and all. Great. I love it. I've been going to reggae since the 80s and 90s. I'm not young anymore. But I'm not going to take some really young kid out there. If you can drive yourself to your concert, go. That's cool.
Yeah.
Maybe even 15 or 14. But, man, little kid, nah. Leave it home.
Yeah,
gotcha,
there was, and it's so funny because we didn't talk about specifics before we talked about the topic, but there was one kid who was like two lines of people behind us. And, I mean, he was so in the thick of it. He had his shirt off. This kid's probably 7 years old. He had his shirt off. He's got long-ass hair. I'm watching just waves and just giant wafts of weed smoke just blowing right into this kid's face. And he's loving it. Like, of course he's loving it. But my heart's going, like, are we all a part of something wrong right now?
Right.
Like, is this, like, did we...
Am I contributing to this kid's delinquency?
Should we leave? Should I grab this kid and run?
Yeah, and we shouldn't be made to feel uncomfortable because we're smoking. You know? I mean, those who were.
I mean, yeah, those that were.
Those
yeah,
who were.
I mean, those are
derelicts.
I mean, yeah, I mean, I can barely breathe.
Drew Gobble Live with John Senning.
Hi.
Hi.
Not okay. I think that if you bring your little ones to a concert and there's tons of, you know, pot smoke around them and they're inhaling it, you wouldn't bring your kid there and hand him an alcoholic drink.
The hell
Why
I wouldn't.
Would
that is true. In the sense of booze is different. Like, are we at all, like, I would love to know a study on how much secondhand smoke in an environment like that it takes for a kid to get legitimately high. Because if everybody's drinking, maybe the humans become a little more dangerous, but you don't really have to worry about them actually getting drunk. With that much weed smoke, I guarantee that damn kid.
That kid was high as
balls.
That
kid had a high going on.
Yeah.
There is no chance in hell he didn't.
Yeah.
Yeah, their brains are still forming. They don't need to be inhaling that stuff.
You might be right.
That's two cents. Thanks.
I appreciate
He's got a cool little
cents.
Brain, though, I bet. Like, he looked cool.
Oh, dude.
Like, he, like, looked like the coolest eight-year-old I've ever seen in my life.
So rad looking.
Yeah.
Drew Grabba Live with John Senning. We're talking about whether it is okay or not okay to bring kids to a weed fuel event. And by kids, we mean like eight and under. Hi.
I want to say it's okay.
So go ahead.
I was actually one of the people out there last night that had my kids on my shoulder. It was my niece.
Oh, geez.
And
I'm curious, how does the conversation go with your brother or sister?
Yeah.
Because it's one thing to do it with your own kid. It's another thing to take somebody else's kid and get them stoned.
No, she was definitely not getting stoned.
She was definitely getting stoned.
Was she breathing?
If she was breathing at Vinoy Park yesterday, she was definitely getting stoned.
I mean,
you
don't
want to think
so.
No, no, no. my man, you don't want to think so, and I wouldn't either in your position, but everyone else knows the truth, which is that your kid or
it's
your niece, your niece is being exposed to so much secondhand smoke, it's impossible for her not to be high.
She might have not been baked. She might have not been stoned. Just she just might have had a nice little, you know, just make the colors pretty, you know, make the breeze feel a little extra crisp.
Make the pizza rolls taste like 10 times better.
Nothing serious.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I mean, I'm just saying, like, I bring her to the drum circle, shit like that.
Whoa. Let's watch the language there, stupid.
Sorry.
It's okay. It happens.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, you know, yes, you bring your kid to, or your niece, to activities where there are a lot of people smoking weed. That's nothing new for you.
We didn't hear how the conversation goes with, is it your sister, or your brother? Like, do they take their kids too, or is it just the fun uncle activity?
Watch your language, please, sir.
Yes, I'm sorry. I do. Yeah, she was there actually. My sister-in-law was there.
Was there with your niece?
Yes.
Did she express any concern that her little angel was getting high as balls?
No, she was not.
How were you guys in the pit?
We're pretty close. Yeah.
I mean, then there, how do you say she wasn't at all high? There was weed smoke everywhere, bro.
I mean, it's an open air concert.
That is true. Like, you probably couldn't catch COVID out there. I look at weed smoke as being a lot like COVID.
Except, like, it's cool.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I'm just saying, like, she wouldn't have probably gotten COVID. Yeah.
I'm sorry I called you stupid, sir. I
know. You made it. You made it till Friday at 5:30.
Yeah, I did it. I did.
I could sense it building, too.
Sorry.
I
no, it just irked me the casual way that he said the S word. I apologize. It just, you treat us like your bro. You probably use that word with your bros. I apologize. Drew Gobble live with John Senning.
Hello.
Hi, what's your name?
Hi, Jen.
Hi, Jen. You think it's okay or not okay to bring your kids to a weed-fueled event?
I don't really think it's okay. And I was just going to say, I took my son and his girlfriend when they were 17 to Janice to see the Dropkick Murphys.
Oh, what a show. They had a lot of booze at that show, I bet.
Are they?
Oh, man, it was great.
Are they coming again?
No. Less Than Jake is here tonight.
Oh, no way.
Yeah, at Janice.
Oh, they're so good.
Yeah.
Oh, what a band.
Sorry. Carry on.
Oh, that's okay. But I was going to say, so my son is a big kid, and we got there early, so we were up there. They really wanted to see Dropkick, and the security guard comes over, and he says, hey, make sure that his girlfriend is in front of him, and he is behind her, blocking her, because it's going to get crazy.
Oh, yeah.
And right next to us, behind us, is probably a six-year-old.
Oh.
And just rolling around on the ground at Janice. And, I mean, Janice doesn't have as much weed smoke, obviously, as this does.
Depending on the night.
But I'm like, I still felt awkward that child was there and it was getting ready to be moshed on.
Boy, that's a dangerous show for a six-year-old.
Yeah, I would say let's say that you guaranteed no weed smoke, but it was like a more kind of rowdy crowd. I would say that feels more dangerous.
Oh,
I would go weed over mosh pits any day.
Oh, and 100%. And the security guard, I swear, he was the nicest guy. He kept all through the show, he kept walking by and checking on us, because it got crazy.
Yeah.
And then one other thing is, I've never called a radio show before. It's the first time I've ever called.
Welcome. Thank you.
I listen to you guys all the time. And I wanted to call before just to tell you this, because you introduced me to a lot of music that I really enjoy. Mm. So I wanted to tell you about something that I really enjoyed, and that was, we have Moon Over Mayaca in Sarasota.
All right.
And it's like the last Friday of every month in February, January, February, March.
Okay.
And this band was there. They're called Firewater Tent Revival. And I think you guys would totally dig them.
Right.
They are amazing. Firewater Tent Revival.
Oh, wow. I'm looking at them. They got a fiddle.
The guy plays a washboard, the fiddle. I mean, and every one of them is an amazing musician. And they have a song called Getting High with Nigel. And they're just fantastic. And I wanted to share that with you guys because you share so much music.
Oh, I just tried to Google Getting High with Nigel, but I got to the NIG and some very...
It blocked it.
I'm on a wash list.
I'm going to check it out. Not quite bluegrass, country, or rock. This high-energy string band simply makes you want to dance. Oh, I served the path I chose, but I found myself
at the end of the road. And I always found myself in good company. Shovel by Firewater Tent Revival.
Reminds me of Hank the Third, his voice.
Oh, yeah. Thank you very much. I appreciate that. I thought you were going to say Moon's Over Miami, your favorite dish at Denny's, but turns out.
Hey, I do that, too, except I do Moon's Over Miami with bacon, so I don't know what that's called.
Ooh, look at you. Thank you very much. You've turned us on to a lot today. Have a great night.
Thank you. You too. I love you guys.
John, we've done a very bad job of telling people that Give Dick a Rest is today. Oh, it's Friday.
Oh, it certainly is.
But then again, we told him last week and it sucked. So maybe the surprise of it this week will
maybe, yeah. I mean, all we can do is tell you. But I feel like today was the kind of show that like is primed for a Give Dick a Rest. Like, we got everybody loosened up.
Yeah. We lubed you up.
Yeah, like, we, you know. Yeah.